Doug Wiltse took over as the new program executive officer for Enterprise Information Systems in October of this year. Since that time, he's been learning the ropes at PEOEIS and mapping out how to manage the office's myriad IT programs in an era of declining dollars. His plan, he says, includes transitioning to an approach that tries to manage portfolios of capability rather than just individual products, and adjusting the office's timelines for acquisition projects in an effort to get money out the door more quickly.
When money arrives, I want to spend it. What that means to my team is, and what it means to you, is that we are going to start to engage with industry and start to build those requirements documents significantly earlier than we have in the past. We will start to engage you at draft RFPs and industry days to get those discussions going, and we may be a year out before that award's going to be done. What I want to do is get the community, us, the functionals, everybody together so that everybody knows where we're going, no surprises. Because what I'd like to do is when the money arrives, it's going to be a pretty short RFP. The solicitation time, I'm going to make it as short as we can. Again, my belief is when the money arrives, we have a very short window to get that money obligated and then get it delivered so the Army gets what it pays for.
Wiltse talking to an industry audience at a recent AFSEA Northern Virginia event. He says the approach won't mean cutting corners in the acquisition process. He says he still wants quality competitions and solicitations that don't leave vendors surprised. PEOEIS manages several major programs for the Army, including everything from several huge enterprise resource planning systems like the General Fund Enterprise Business System to DoD biometrics capabilities to electronic medical records to commercial hardware and software purchases. Wiltse says as he looks across that huge portfolio, he wants to take a management style that focuses on capabilities, not just individual products. As resources come down, he says that'll let Army leaders make informed trade-offs.
And because it was written in a requirements document that product A has to do this, product B also has the same requirement, need to be able to provide the recommendation that I put it here because it's easier, they're in the right phase of development, we have a better plan, I can get more lift in product B than product A. And the reason I'm telling you that is you may see decisions that come out of PEOEIS, but also out of the Army, that may not make sense from a product level. And the reason is we got to start thinking like this. As money gets tighter, we need to understand where else we can pull capability to meet the total requirement, and it may not be in a product.
The philosophy comes from the idea of capability portfolio reviews, a process implemented by the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, Peter Corelli, in February of last year. Wiltse says he's also a huge fan of that process.
It's really something that allowed him to look at the enterprise, the Army enterprise, holistically, from a capability focus, and then determine where he wanted to take risk. He didn't have all the money that he wanted, and we had lots of programs out there. And when you look at that holistically, you can see when all systems come together, they provide an operational capability. And so you may be able to reduce the requirements you have on one because you're picking it out somewhere else.
One example of a way that the Army can start using existing capabilities rather than spending more money on duplicative requirements is the area of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance in Afghanistan. Wiltse says there's already plenty of ISR capability on the ground and in the air. He says the Army needs to do a better job of using those capabilities, not buying more. That's one of the goals of the Distributed Common Ground System, DCGS-A, which the Army is deploying to tie its intelligence resources together and make them instantly available to soldiers. After 10 years of war, Wiltse says it's also time for the Army to start planning its major IT systems for the future, to move from reactionary acquisitions to proactive ones.
The entire acquisition community is going from operational requirements were written and vetted in days, and we had to react. And what we need to be able to do as things get fiscally constrained, and now that we're out of Iraq and we will be starting to come out of Afghanistan in a couple of years, we need to start looking forward. We need to get proactive. Money is going to get cut. It's the only guarantee I can promise you. What we need to be able to explain with facts, unemotionally, is when you cut this program, this is the effect that you've created. Right or wrong, good or bad, we need to be able to give that to the Army so that the Army can make a decision on which way they want to go. Our responsibility as the acquisition corps is to provide the information, the facts, so that the Army leadership can make decisions.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.